Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Sadowski. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Sadowski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Torre and he is safe. Brock steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sadowski bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hubs covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bowling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McMillan is 0-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sadowski is 0-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buell is 0-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Landrum is 0-2 in the game. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Brock. The throw from Torre and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-0. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aaron is 0-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Landrum fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Landrum. Aaron moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 0-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Aaron pinch runs for Norm Larker. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Gene Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing second base. Gene Oliver now playing first base. Dennis Menke now playing shortstop. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elston hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Torre interferes with Elston, who is awarded first base. Bertel moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Del Crandall pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Dick LeMay now pitching. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aaron strikes out. Schaefer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aaron out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.